Hello, everyone, and it's good to be here, and I hope that it's good to be here, there, where you are. And it is a day for celebrating the earth, appreciating the earth, valuing it, and sometimes in that today's topic for the meditation is mindfulness of thinking, I sometimes reflect on, imagine long before human beings appeared on the planet and started naming things and dividing up the lands in different ways, that there were no boundaries between countries. There were no countries with boundaries. And no states with boundaries, provinces, and just no property lines. In a sense, the earth was seamless. In a sense, just a one large continuity of sorts of the natural world. And that the divisions that we live under, boundaries and all kinds, they're the product of thinking. And what happens when we see it as such? Really see the clarity that this is thinking. These are thoughts that were created and then live our life based on them. So, thinking. One of the important instructions I received in meditation or in life when I was living at the Zen Center's mountain monastery, Tassajara, I don't remember who told me this or what the lineage of this particular teaching was. It might have been originally from Suzuki Roshi. And that was that the instruction to not be bothered by your thinking. And that was really insightful, I thought. Just don't be bothered by your thinking. And with that little piece of advice, with time I learned that when I was bothered by my thinking, I was actually fueling my thinking. That there's something about the reactivity of being bothered, being troubled by thinking, that itself is kind of a food for more thought, or is itself a kind of agitated thinking. And that not to be bothered by thinking was paradoxically actually a way for the thinking to quiet down, to not be the fire of thinking, to quiet and still. And I learned that not to be at war with thinking, not to try to get rid of thinking, that thinking is a fine thing to do. It takes care of itself as long as I don't get wrapped up in it or preoccupied with it, troubled by it, or attached to it. And so sitting in meditation is a way to discover, one of the places to discover, how to leave thoughts alone and not be entangled with them or not to live in them. Sometimes I had the sense that when I get caught up in thoughts, that I'm actually taking up residency in my thinking. It's kind of like the center of gravity, I think, therefore I am. And when I don't take up residency there, if I take up residency in my body or in an awareness that's maybe free of thinking, then things are so much easier and so much more pleasant and freer. An interesting question to ask is to ask, who are you when you don't use thoughts to answer the question? Who are you if you don't use thoughts to answer the question? And what happens to you? What do you become aware of then? That's not and doesn't involve thinking, doesn't involve labels, ideas, explanations. Maybe doesn't involve the past and a future, because those come with thoughts and ideas and memories. So today we'll do a little guided instructions on thinking, and one little further introduction to this topic, that generally thoughts, whether they're verbal thoughts or images that we see, visual thoughts, there's usually a content to them. They're about something. They're about ourselves, about someone else, about the future, about what happened, what's going to happen, about fantasy. There's a world of aboutness. And the more we live in thinking, the more we live in this world of aboutness, as opposed to living in the world that's more here and now, more direct. And the task of mindfulness of thinking is not to get away from thinking, but to be present for thinking in ways that are in the parts of thinking that are not the content of your thoughts. It's more like the process of thinking rather than what you're thinking, how you're thinking more than what. How, what the experience of thinking is like instead of why you're thinking. So I'll guide you with this. So entering into a stable, alert meditation posture. There's an adequate stability that you can now relax into this posture. Perhaps taking a few long, slow in-breaths and out-breaths. Relaxing on the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then as you exhale, relax the muscles of your face, around your eyes, cheeks and the jaws. As you exhale, soften your shoulders. Release the holding that might be there. You might also soften your belly. Allowing the belly to hang forward and maybe down. And then as you exhale, feeling the body's experience of exhaling, maybe a global experience of breathing, the different parts of the body that get activated with breathing in and breathing out. Now on the exhale, at the end of the exhale, maybe there also there can be a relaxing, a letting go, a releasing that allows the exhale to continue just a little longer. Continue this way for a little longer doing this, but as you relax through the exhale, see if you can let go of your thinking, or if you can't let go of it, quiet your thinking a little bit. Let go of your thoughts or quiet your thoughts so there's more attention available with the experience of exhaling. And now we'll do a shift in attention. And shifting the attention away from the breathing in a sense. And let the center of attention be a direct awareness of yourself thinking. For this exercise, you're allowed to think. No need to let go of it. But look thinking directly in the eye. Be directly aware this is thinking. Kind of like you were involved in strong, active conversation with a group of people. And then you stepped away 10 feet and looked back at them. And you observe the fact that they're talking. But you're not in the conversation. So step back and allow yourself to think. But observe it. And if thinking quiets down, disappears even, then you can begin again with your breathing until thinking returns. But when thinking is there, become aware of, do you think more in images or more in words? And is your thinking localized someplace in your body or in space? Or does thinking seem to be unlocalized? In other words, is there a place in your within you where the voice that thinks resides? Or the a projector screen upon which the images appear, a place for that. And if there is a location that's associated with thinking, Is it have a relaxed feeling or a contracted feeling? Is there a lot of energy or is it very peaceful and calm? Is there any pressure associated with thinking? Strong desire? Tension? Everything is okay. Whatever you're experiencing as you think, the exercise is just to know it, just to be aware. Maybe silently aware. Is there any emotion that's connected to the thinking that pervades it or fuels it? And if so, for a few moments, hold that awareness gently, tenderly in your awareness. No need to be for it or against it, just aware of it. Is there a tone of voice that comes along with your thinking? Or is there a mood music that comes along with the images? A mood. And then as you're aware of your thinking, are you bothered by it? Is there a strong pull into it to be involved in it and swept away in it? Is there resistance to stepping away from it or letting go of it? And then beyond the edges of your thinking, can you be aware of a stillness and spaciousness? Or is your whole universe filled with thinking? Or is thinking just a small little corner of the universe, surrounded by space and stillness, even by silence? Rest back in that spaciousness, aware through the spaciousness. And Now, if you'd like, you can return to your breathing. Gently, peacefully, quietly. A light touch with your breathing. But if thinking predominates, then bring this light touch awareness to look thinking right in the eye, thinking, I see you, there you are. And take a few moments to feel the experience of breathing without any interest in the content of what you're thinking. And as we come to the end of this sitting, it might be interesting to consider how in a room crowded with people, everyone talking loudly, it's hard to really hear anyone. But if everyone gets quiet and one person speaks, it might be easy to hear that person. If our mind is crowded with lots of conversations and lots of thoughts and ideas, if we're giving a lot of attention pulled into the world of our thinking, we might not be able to be present for others, to hear what they say, both what they say and hear what is deeper in them than their words. At the end of a meditation session, when we consider how we can bring benefit to the world from our meditation, this is one of the reflections, is that now maybe I can listen more deeply to others. I can allow myself to be touched, to be moved by the living, beating heart of another person. A form of respect and care for others. To take them in fully, or as fully as we can, because we know how to be quieter in the mind. We know not to be swept away in our thoughts. And perhaps if we allow ourselves to really listen deeply to others, we can also then allow we can also listen to ourselves deeply, not to our thoughts maybe, but to the seat of kindness, the place inside where there can be respect and goodwill, compassion and care for others, friendliness. And even if we don't feel friendly or kind, there can be the aspiration that someday we will be friendly, we will have goodwill. The aspiration that someday we can live by these wishes. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings live at peace. May all beings be free of oppression. May all beings be free. And may it be that in a loving way that we contribute to this possibility.